On Tuesday, March 28th, Kennesaw State's Women's Resource Center hosted Women's Health Trivia.
Now, this is a regular tampon.
The regular tampon.
What we're doing is pretty much just educating people about the women's body, the menstrual cycle, also about things like ovulation and pregnancy, because that's what we focus on here at the Women's Resource Center.
That's fourth-year public education major Kendall Hudson. The Women's Resource Center intern said that spreading awareness on women's health was the event's mission. There on the campus green, beneath a KSU-branded signature black tent, that the Women's Resource Center put a fun spin on learning.
Thank you.
Get a sticker.
Students spinned a colorful wheel whose needle would land on one of 14 terms related to women's health.
Regular home tampons hold about 5 milliliters of blood. That's about 0.17 ounces.
So if you need, 4 to 6, if you're using a regular, that's like...
Yeah, you're probably going to change the tampon maybe 2 to 3 times a day.
Hudson then taught students more on their respective terms. My spin would land on a plaque titled, quote, Red Sea.
I don't have any idea what that is.
Is this one day or a whole?
The whole.
Women's Resource Center intern Carly Chastain said that the event is especially important as women's rights have become a heated national issue.
Yeah, it's really important to know the anatomy of a female body or assigned female birth body, as you know, in the South, trans rights are being persecuted. As the Women's Resource Center, we cannot say that we support or deny abortions, but we do have resources for women's health and pregnancy resources. At the center, we give out resources to clinics if women need to go get a exam or
tools
any,
for accessing pap smears, ultrasounds, and advice are just some of the additional resources the English major described. In fact, 50% of female college students experience an unwanted pregnancy. That, according to a 2014 University of Oregon study. KSU's Women's Resource Center is here to guide students through difficult life and anatomic changes. Though, of course, March's events was to educate young men just as much as young women.
I didn't know it's that much.
It expanded that fast?
Yes.
Now, just before the recording suddenly ended...
Hey, excuse me, buddy. Hey, my name's Ace. I'm actually...
Capstone News caught up with second-year finance major Andrew West. He said that learning how much, quote, period flow a woman experiences was a surprise to him. West mentioned that he's always respected women's anatomy, though the events was a reminder of how much he and others could learn.
I think it's mostly just a way to educate people who really don't have or know the proper education due to the failure of the education system in public schools. So I think this is a great way to have people come up and get a little chance to know a little bit more about women's bodies and their health.
For 2 hours there in the warming spring sun did students spin and learn. The Women's Resource Center hosts similar events all semester long for interested students, according to Hudson. Students seeking education, a helping hand, or simply someone to talk to can visit their office in the Kennesaw Campus's Student Center.